you know, beyond that, the commission did take up something new for us, at least new for us to do outside of January or February. A couple of years ago, we passed as a city government a really comprehensive set of financial management guidelines. It's a little nerdy from a city government standpoint, but we really did feel like we should in some way codify our financial management practices, just adding more and more to this practice, and we believe recognition and reputation for being a well managed from a financial standpoint public entity. And we thought, well, you know, that how can we make that sustainable? How can we pass some of these practices on? And so really we created this document, had the commission approve it, which gives a greater level of accountability to the management staff. Well, one of those guidelines in that document is responding to a financial emergency. So it goes through defining, okay, what is a financial emergency, and then what are you going to do if one happens? And there's a part in there that says that it'll be reviewed annually, and that if there's an event, the commission will pass a resolution declaring whether or not a financial emergency exists. So kind of created this odd scenario, especially as it was one of the documents I picked up over the weekend while I was spending time in the Emergency Operations Center during the Tyson event. And I thought, okay, well, I know there's this chapter in there. I better start researching this in case we trip one of these triggers. We need to implement that as soon as possible. So, you know, as the weekend advanced, I knew we probably weren't going to trip the triggers that were in that particular guideline. But that phrase in there caught me that says, if an event occurs, the commission will pass a resolution declaring whether or not one exists, which really told me that, okay, while we defined the triggers and we defined the action plan, we didn't really define the event other than the way an event is defined in the trigger. So I interpret that as and our obligation to be, would a reasonable person have looked at this event and said that could have been, or I wonder if that creates a financial emergency or not? And since it was our largest employer, we felt that we should go ahead and do this resolution. Now, a resolution is not a law. It's a formal statement by the commission that's preserved over time. And it isn't a forever and ever amen type of statement. It's, you know, right now, whereas all these conditions exist, and some, in this case, these conditions don't exist, there's not a financial emergency. Therefore, so what's the consequence of that? Therefore, we aren't triggering the action plan that follows in the rest of those guidelines. So it's kind of an interesting policy discussion. We talked a lot internally and externally about, you know, look, this is the backside of that event is turning out to be a very positive story. Don't go out and harp on fear and drive something. Yeah, exactly. It is good to have it. We think it's a good practice. We hope it builds confidence in the community and doesn't institute fear. It we're not doing it to showboat, grandstand. We're doing it as a financial accountability measure that we have in our relatively new set of guidelines that we adopted a couple years ago.